Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We're here in Podakeshti Market in Kabul, and basically we're here to do a story on poverty, because this is the main story in Afghanistan at the moment. Everyone abroad is concentrating on security as if this is some kind of war zone. It's not a war zone. Of course, there are the occasional terrorist attacks by ISIS-K, but in general, we have peace and security, by and large, in the country. And the main issue is actually poverty. 23 million people here are on the verge of starvation or food insecurity in this country. This is what we should be concentrating on. And I'll be talking to some of the people here in this market about how tough their lives really are.
The economic situation is just too bad, and it's getting worse. We can't pay our rent, we can't pay food, our daily expenses, and it's not easy to make a living. We don't even have money for a loaf of bread. Wallah, people are living through a hard time in terms of the economy, but Allah will feed us, not the United States, Russia, or any other country. In the previous administration, only high-ranked officials lived luxurious, comfortable lives. We didn't witness any good changes whatsoever, not in the past, not in the present. The situation is good, but we hope that the Islamic Emirate will control the situation for the interests of the people. I suppose it's somehow good, but it's not very stable. In the past, we bought cabbage for 10 Afghanis, and we sold it for 20 Afghanis. But now, people can't buy it with even 10 Afghanis. Our former president, Ashraf Ghani, is the guy I blame, and we all blame for such circumstances. Situation isn't bad. We earn money to live, but barely. I blame the previous administration for this mess. People are living under the poverty line. The Taliban are in power now and life is hard. International aid isn't being distributed to common people. Money has been banned by the US, which has made the economic system collapse.
So we've been talking to people here for about half an hour, and people are obviously very dissatisfied with their lives at the moment. It's very difficult to make a living. They're living on a subsistence kind of wage. It's really tough to pay the rents. It's really tough to feed their families. At the same time, people were expressing optimism, I think basically because they're Muslims and Allah is great. We must have tawakkul in Allah. But at the same time, they also blamed the previous administration here for leaving the country in a mess, and especially the ex-president Ashraf Ghani for effectively fleeing the country with loads of money and, you know, stashing his millions abroad, going abroad. He's all right, but he's left the country in a complete mess economically. And the final thing I would say is when it comes to the Taliban, they want the Taliban to be flexible with people, to be flexible with their lives, perhaps not to be overly strict, and also to solve the country's problems, not through war, but through diplomacy.